on?
Except for the holes.
When are you not? So.
Hello?
You couldn't hear the gong?
I meant the microphone, so.
So did I.
Missing
Teresa left. Oh, okay.
She's white.
I usually just do it.
She will.
I'm still here.
There's a Steve that's missing.
Oh, Steve is missing.
He's back there.
Yeah. Okay, he's alive and well. Yes. He's my question for me.
He gets the ball rolling.
Yeah.
He does too.
Yes.
No, I follow up.
No, you do good.
I'm a follower.
And the gentleman on the edge is in the restroom.
Okay. So you get to ask the questions.
I get to ask the questions?
Yes.
Just give her a minute. She'll come.
I've been filling in where everybody else has been.
Well, you got very well. Where'd you ask for?
For my first time.
I was going to ask you what you thought about macabre activation or astral projection.
Oh, okay.
Good one.
Okay.
Hi, I'm nominated.
That's good. Astral projection. Actually, all of us are very capable of doing astral projection. As a matter of fact, a lot of the sleep time, we do astral projection. Mm-hmm. And it's relatively normal. But you can knowingly do astral projection. There's workbooks on how to do it. But the way that my guides taught me was to, number one, set a location to go to, like an address of a friend, someone that you know well and you feel comfortable. So you set in your mind that place to go to. You lay down and you fall backwards from your body. Now, you set it up so that you go quickly to that location. And what I was told to do was take a playing card and have them put it on like a coffee table or a dining table or something of that nature. Memorize what you see, what that card is, and then when you come back the next day, you call them and ask them, did you leave three of diamonds on your card, on your table? They say yes.
Did well. So would that be the same as Merkaba, you're activating your Merkaba?
I'm not sure what you mean by
Merkaba?
Merkaba. Yeah. Merkaba is different. That's a form of transportation,
correct.
Merkaba. Mm-hmm. I have some in here that represent the Merkaba. But it's a means of getting from one place to another.
Pritchard has a lot about the Merkaba.
Yeah.
He actually has a video showing how it works.
You can ask for the Merkaba, but you have to be knowledgeable because you have to resonate at the frequency of that Merkaba, mm-hmm. which is a high frequency. And the color is normally blue. Mm-hmm. Have you read any J.J. Hertek?
No.
Okay. He really gets into that. That's a white book over there called The Keys of Enoch.
So I borrowed this, your left hand, almost. Yeah. It's a deep book.
It's very deep.
And he's got videos that where he shows graphics.
Do you have the videos?
I do. I think I have one of the games, the video games, but I don't know if it would even work.
That one doesn't work anymore.
No.
Yeah, that's the older computer, so I tried.
So just a review on this astral projection. You just figure where you want to go. You lay back and you fall backwards.
You fall backwards knowingly. And then you go to that location. Now, 1 minute you're falling backwards, the next minute you're at that location.
While you're awake.
Yeah, you're awake. You don't do it in your sleep. You do it knowingly. Now, the bad thing is this. You can scare yourself. Okay? And if you scare yourself, it's really hard to ever do it again. It's tough. So the best thing to do is when you do leave, that's why you want to go to a specific location. So you don't look back, see yourself laying there on the bed and go, oh my God. Okay? Now, the safe thing about it is, if something happens in your house, let's say there's a fire that happens in your house, or a burglar comes into your house, you will automatically come right back to your body, and you will be normal. Okay? Now, how does the astral body connect to the body?
Gold and silver threads.
There are gold and silver cords.
Cords.
Yeah. They're like bungee cords. You can go anywhere with them. You can go halfway around the world or around the world or whatever you want to do. Let's say you want to astral project to Egypt. Once you get a little proficient in it, you can do that.
I was going to ask that. If you try somewhere closer first, is that going to be easier?
Yeah. It's kind of like taking baby steps.
Right.
You know. And
could you even do it within your own house? Like
yes.
To have someone put a card in the other room and you...
Just don't look at yourself.
Gotcha.
Just go straight to where...
It'll freak you out.
Yeah, it can. It really can.
I guess
and
it would.
It's not really...
So you're laying down when you see yourself, because you fall back and then... You leave your body.
Wow. Can I add a caveat to this? Whenever you do it, be very aware of your thoughts, because thoughts become actions immediately.
Thank
what
you.
Do you mean?
Anything you think, it happens.
Like
it manifests immediately. Huh?
Like if you think you want to be someplace else, suddenly you're someplace else.
Gone.
It's instant. And that's kind of what happens when you leave your physical body as a soul, when you pass whatever you think you are.
So you're saying you want to go to Camden, then y'all want to go to Wendy's and get a hamburger. And I'm not being smart, but I'm saying you might be just like that.
Yeah.
They call it a thought-responsive environment.
Yes.
Anything you think, it automatically affects the environment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Which is kind of cool.
It can be scary too, though.
Can be.
But the people there cannot see you, correct? Because it's
sometimes they can.
Sometimes they can.
You cannot talk to them, though.
Wait a minute.
Oh. All right. How closely related is astral projection and remote VR?
You can do one, and you can do the other. They can be one and the same, or they can be separate. Remote viewing. You can go in your mind to that location and see.
All right.
So you're physically, the energy.
But you're physically here.
So when you're Merkaba, was that, you travel interdimensionally or?
It can travel interdimensionally, it can travel universally.
Now, is this for the physical body or for the spirit?
Like spirit body.
This is. Actually, if you had to go there, right? Okay.
I've never heard of that one. That's...
Do you remember Travis Walton, Fire in the Sky, where the guy got taken up into the UFO in the blue light?
Mm-hmm.
That's Merkaba. Okay? But that's that is used through electronics. It is created. There is a natural Merkaba, which is a high spiritual frequency. Now, I'm not terribly knowledgeable with the Merkaba, but it's a high frequency that you could use to transport. If you could get there, you could use it to transport yourself physically with Merkaba.
Like an ascended master or something. But.
Mm-hmm. Which is how some of that stuff is done. It's actually for transportation, physical transportation. And there is Merkaba energy that is universally out there, like a dimension of Merkaba energy. How did you learn about it?
It was a class I took years ago.
Okay. What did they say in the class?
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Okay. It's a very high frequency. Some of the names of God can be used together to call and affect Merkaba energy? Did you learn that part of it?
I just know that it's 55 feet, and everybody's got it naturally. You have to learn how to activate it, though. And it's a light spirit body.
Mm-hmm. And of sorts, yeah. Of sorts.
Doesn't it have a shape like a disc?
It does.
Like a UFO? Like a crown?
No, it doesn't. Carol?
Star Visual?
She's getting the key.
Thank you.
She was already doing it.
You can't be around here for very long if you just don't think a lot, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You are a psychic.
Military?
The geometric shape.
No?
The Merkaba is geometrically shaped. I don't know what you were taught, but the Merkaba...
Speed of 6-point star.
Oh, yeah, the two pyramids.
That's it, yes. Yeah. That's the one.
Merkaba.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Oh,
okay. And you can work with the Merkaba.
The two counter-rotating fields that you...
Everyone's testing Merkaba now.
It's very good for putting in your left hand and working with the energy, the geometric shape of the energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's helpful. I haven't worked a lot with the Merkaba, mainly because I stay so busy. Mm. Yes.
You said putting it in the left hand, working with the energy is helpful. Helpful for what?
Meditation, contemplation, letting it flow through your body, activating your frequency, because it has a high frequency on its own level, and it can help to elevate your personal frequency, your bodies.
So you said that it operates on the blue level, so you would have to get yourself to that level in order for it to work.
There's a lot involved in that. There's a whole lot involved with that. I try to keep stuff to as close to basics and practical as I can.
I was just curious. So.
Yeah, it's for real.
This is one of the sacred geometry sets? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said there's a lot to learn.
It is unending, let me tell you.
Even for you?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what my guides told me when I said, well, how far have I advanced knowledge-wise? They said you're on the tip of an iceberg with a razor blade.
Wow.
So.
So even now?
I suspect my iceberg's probably bigger. I doubt that my razor blades change. Maybe
no
shower.
I was going to say, I see anyone?
It's getting worn out here.
He's getting tired.
You know, what we learn on this level, then there's this level, and then we find out there's this level. So, I tell you, it's unending. And by the time you think you've got it all,
I have a question. I'm totally off that subject. Okay, you had told us before that, and you said something earlier about asking the Archangel Michael about demonic. How often do you have to do that?
Depends on how often you're hit. When I went through my training, the first part of my training, I would say the incubus was probably the very first part of my training dealing with the demonic.
Okay.
First level of training.
Wow, that got you off to start.
Oh, yeah. Well, why fool around when you can do the whole thing? So, I had to learn levels and layers of that.
Right.
And the only way you can learn it truly is to go through it, to experience it firsthand.
Well, you had said before some of my visions might be caused demonically, and so to ask the Archangel, that's what I'm saying, how often should I?
When I went into the demonic, when I was really getting hit, I did it several times a day.
Okay.
a day. Yeah, and I had to command several times a day because it vexed me. In my room at night, they would come in and they would be glowing, globby looking things. And they're going, "We're going to destroy you. We're going to kill you. Da da da." I said, I took out, at that point, I had Polaroid. I took out my Polaroid. I said, "Let's just see if you're for real or if I'm nuts." Took the picture. There they were on the picture. I went, "Okay, this stuff's for real."
Maybe you were so nuts, you were just seeing them on the picture.
They want to destroy you because you're helping us. They don't want you to help us. That's why they were trying to
destroy you. Doubting Carol.
They were trying to block you from giving us the information.
Do you still have those pictures?
Yeah, I have some of them.
Could we
I don't
see
have
them?
All of them.
Could we see them?
Yeah. Right this second?
Well, no.
I got to dig them out.
So, sometime.
Oh, sure, yeah.
What about the ark? Has anything ever come of that?
No, it has not. Matter of fact, the guy that was going to do that, he went under sort of attack. His wife went really, really weird. They split up. He's in extreme depression. I've tried to work with him. So maybe it's for real.
Are you talking about the Ark of the Covenant?
Noah's Ark. He has a friend who has a piece of Noah's Ark, they believe, that they picked up on Mount Ararat. Ararat. And I was supposed to have an opportunity to touch it and to work with it. And not too long after that, he went under attack. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
When you were going through that attack, do you ever get to the point where you're going, sure. You ever get kind of jaded with it? Because they keep making these threats, but they don't actually
they want to see this.
Well, when you've got globby-looking things coming at you.
You're trying to sleep at night.
And they're radiating this energy of, oh my God.
What color were they?
They were kind of a yellowish, and sometimes they were red. They were red blobbies, and they could be red and gold blobbies. I've got one of the red and gold, you know, with a demon and a woman's body. It's kind of wild. I've got it here. Yes, I can show it to you. It's for real. So, I mean, you don't go, not at the beginnings of all this. You go,
well, not
help. I went, help. And then I made a fatal mistake of going, okay, you want war?
That's kind of what I was going for.
So you didn't like
that. You've heard that, haven't you? This story, haven't you? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
You want war? We'll have war. Kidding. My ego, you know? Okay. Well, they knocked the patootie out of me. I ended up with a fever, 105, sick, couldn't function, horrific shape. Finally, I go, I give. My child comes in to me, he's going, "Mama, they're telling me to kill myself. These red balls of light are telling me to kill myself." Okay, all right. What do I do? Help, what do I do? My guides come in. Command them to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. You can do nothing on your own.
Huh? So this must have been early on.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca was there.
I was a baby. I was.
And so that worked?
Sometimes.
That worked?
Yes.
Baby having a baby.
Yes, it worked. I commanded in the name of Jesus Christ. My fever was gone. I took authority and it stopped. I had to do it a few times, okay? But it stopped for 24, 48 hours. It just stopped. And they said, now you're on the course of learning. 8 years was on the course of learning.
Scratching at that iceberg.
Scratching at that iceberg. where I learned all, I learned everything that I could possibly learn with how to deal with the dark side. Now, I did get to a place, and I'm still at that place, as my guides say, demons are cockroach, Christ is raid. Yeah. So I feel good with that. I know I am nothing on my own with them. I'm a person. I'm not even a very tall person.
That's okay.
Your guides aren't either, so it's
okay. No, I've got short guides too. Yeah.
So. But you're big in stature.
Yes.
You have a big heart.
I've got friends in high places.
There you go. Yeah.
And consequently, you do too. I'm not the only one. You do too. Yeah. But I can call upon my friends in high places because I know how, and they can do things for me. I don't ever do it to show off or any. We don't do that kind of stuff. I do what I do because it's supposed that it's right to do it, and it's the time, and it's what I have to do. Any last few minutes? You know you're going to be sounding on that. Yeah, go ahead.
We have one last minute. Madison meant to ask a question, and then with the shuffle of all the questions, she never got it. Okay. Back to damnation, way back to the very beginning of the night. Sorry. Rewind back to that.
Okay.
Like I said, she got sidetracked with some stuff, and then they left. She wanted me to ask this question. Any other words, specifically, besides the word damn, that you really need to avoid?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of words. Now, are you talking demonically?
Speaking demonically, yeah. I don't think she was talking about cussing in general. I think she was speaking demonically. Because she asked me, but she goes, in terms of damnations, she goes, what else besides the word damn do I need to avoid?
And that could damn you.
You shouldn't say, like, shame on you, should you?
Well, yeah, I think that, I didn't say shame get all of it, but I think that's exactly where she was
shame
saying.
Shame on you.
Well, I mean, you can say it, just like you can damn
it's okay.
Somebody.
No, the damnation is a God's damnation.
Okay. She's saying don't say GG a lot either.
No, you don't do that. You don't, again, taking God's name in vain. They don't mean because it's a cuss word. They mean because it activates. Okay? Especially if you are a spiritual person and you know better, to do that is intensely stupid. Okay? So the damnations are always, always bad. And challenges, you never do. You never challenge the dark side.
Explain what you
like
mean
you
by
just
that.
Did.
Like I did.
Yeah.
I have to do this stuff so I can teach you guys, you know? You don't say, take me on, don't take my child on, take me on, don't take my family on, because they will. And
you
then they'll destroy your family.
Don't say things like that.
They'll destroy your family along with you. So
you're
you
saying
don't
just ask
do
for
that.
Jesus Christ's help. Very
good. Yeah, you call upon the aspects of God that have the authority to do what they need to do with them. You don't have that. You don't tangle with a fallen angel. You ask those that have authority to do it for you. That's your right through God. You have the right to call upon them to do it for you, which is, I think, is pretty awesome. Yeah.
If someone is not saved or didn't even believe and they committed suicide, can you bring them to the light?
Absolutely.
So how do you go about doing that?
Well, what you do is you ask the Band of Mercy to locate so-and-so using their full name, who lived at, using their address, everything but the zip code, and you ask that loved ones be brought forth for them, loved ones be brought forth for them. If they are willing, ask that they be taken into the light. If they're not yet willing, ask that they be placed in the appropriate protected sanctuary until they're prepared to go into the light in the name of Jesus Christ. It works the same for all.
Here comes the copies.
Yes.
And every bit of that is on the website?
Yes.
Which afterwards you might get your wife on it because she could be off.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a website.
So that you, this way so you don't have to remember what she just said. It's all on the website.
Yeah. I'm trying to get all this information out there where you can go to it and get it for yourself and use it.
Carol, one more thing before we leave. I know we've got a lot of new people here about, since he brought it up, about going to the light. Maybe tell them that anyone can go into the light.
I don't care what your belief system is. It does not matter. If you choose to go into the light, you can go into the light. That's why Christ died for all that chooses the light to go into heaven. I don't care if you're the worst person on the face of this earth. If you go into that light, you go to heaven. Try to remember that. Now the dark side, and I've seen this happen, the dark side will tell you don't go into that light. If you go into that light, you will be judged and sent to hell. Because I'm a medium, and I've had people that were earthbound that told me that they were afraid to go into the light, that they were told they would be judged and sent to hell. I told them they were lied to. You have been lied to. And I'll usually tell them, put your hand in the light. How does it feel? Well, it feels warm. It feels good. Go ahead and look in the light. See what you see. I see loved ones. It's safe for you to go. And then they go ahead and go. Then, in some cases, they were shown red tunnels of light.
Wow.
Guess where that took them?
Hell.
Well, I'm not sure that there is a... I'm kind of thinking it's around.
Blue.
So, look for a bright white light. It's shown for every human being. I don't care who you are, what your belief system is. It's shown to everyone. Now, in some cases, those that are not supposed to go on, it is not their time. Sometimes they don't see the light. Sometimes they see the other side. It's a wake-up call. That means they got to straighten themselves up.
Have you seen the new movie that's coming out with the little boy?
Heaven's for Real.
Heaven's for Real. Have you seen anything on that yet?
I watched
the trailer. It was wow.
I've heard a little bit about it. It's my understanding that, I think it's the same one. His father was a minister?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have to see what it says, what happens in it. I know through experience of people that have gone into the light and those who have been earthbound and the levels of outer darkness or purgatory, whatever you care to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It'd be interesting after you see it.
I'm skeptical. I'm sorry.
Right.
I've just seen too much stuff.
Well, the trailer, the things that he was saying was all, everything that they showed that he said in the trailer was like right on point.
Okay.
But I don't know if that, you know how trailers do.
There's a book confirmed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mean that'll make it right either.
There's too much money in this business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's too many people that claim to know a lot of stuff that don't know. It works for you and it's practical for you and you can use it, it's worthwhile. If it's not, it isn't. It's great knowledge, but if you can't do it, what's its purpose? Astral projection. It has some purpose. It teaches you that you have more than just your physical body. You are more than your physical body. This vehicle is a means and a way for you to learn your lessons here and to be here in the third dimension. But you're way more than your physical body. So that's a good thing to know, to have proof of.
Mm-hmm.
when you see spirits, when you make contact with spirits, it lets you know there's no such thing as death, which is a wonderful thing. But it also means you're responsible. Yes.
Is there like any, you said you were talking about how your guides kind of taught you, but is there any way to like make it more like, how do you say it, like hone your abilities or whatever to where you can see them more?
Yeah. In your case, if you work with the Band of Mercy, start working, ask the Band of Mercy to work with you, to help you, to train you, so that you can be a benefit to yourself and those that come to you. Yes, you've got a whole spirit community. Start working with them. If it gets too overwhelming, say, time out. I need a break. All right, because sometimes they will overwhelm you. They get way enthusiastic. And sometimes you have to back them off a little bit. And you can ask them to help you to learn. But you have to start asking spiritual questions. Keep it simple. I try to tell people I started real simple questions. You know, what is sin? And they told me sin is in the intent. You know, just get the ball rolling. And they will teach you according to the level of question that you ask. Try not to ask them, though, what do I need to wear today? Although they will guide you towards colors and so forth. They will. With me, they'll tell me you need to wear this stone or you need to wear that stone. You need to wear this color or that color. But it usually, it helps me because I go, why that color? What do I need to learn about colors? What do I need to learn about stones? And off I go on a whole new level of knowledge.
Different frequencies.
Different frequencies, you bet. And I'm here to tell you, everything has frequency, consciousness, and everything's part of God.
Except for plastic.
Except for plastic.
We don't know.
What can I say? I'm sure that, well, I'll tell you what plastic is good for. It stops energies.
Filmed that out today, didn't I?
Yeah. Plastic has got a really good thing about it.
Good insulator.
It is. It really is.
Like a spiritual insulator?
Yes.
Give me a practical idea here.
Vinyl siding on your house?
Yeah. Well, that is what he's talking about. You can take plastic wrap. Let's say you're really sensitive and you don't have your carnelian bracelet, which I don't have my carnelian bracelet, but I'm in my own turf. And you have to go out somewhere and, okay, you have to go to Walmart.
Poor Walmart.
Okay? You have to go to Walmart. You're very sensitive. You know that the energies just beat you up. You take a piece of saran wrap, wet it, slap it over your solar plexus, and it will not faze you.
Really?
Really.
Tim just reminded me about the slips that you put the prayers in.
Yeah.
Keep them from just dissolving, because they do.
They do. They poof out of existence.
They do. Really
and if something poofs into the existence, you can put it in plastic too, can't you?
Yeah.
Keep it from going
on. What was that on here we said?
You better watch it.
Oh, she's kidding.
You better watch it.
Shame on you.
She's just not telling the whole story. And yeah. She dared?
No.
No.
Dared?
No.
Okay. Any last minute? Because we're going to do social. By the way, you guys did great with questions. Thank you. All of you. Yeah. You did good first night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I know they're having some problems with the website. Is anybody else having problems getting on the website? If you are, see me afterwards. I'm going to stick around for a few minutes as long as you'll let me. And we'll see if we can fix everybody's problems for logins.
Okay, wonderful.
A couple of folks have got login problems.
Okay, and aren't we going to have it set up so that people can watch it like in New York and ask spiritual questions for Friday nights?
Not quite set up yet. I'm still testing it. But yes, text. They'll be able to watch. They'll be able to text.
They'll be able to text.
That's cool. Text in your questions, and then these little families, I'll ask the questions, and they'll answer on the microphone.
Boy, that'll keep me busy. There'll be a whole bunch of stuff I'm going to be able to answer, because I won't have a clue as to what they're talking about. That's okay. I'll learn. Give me new avenues to learn. That's right. I don't know everything yet.
Really?
Sorry.
We're all.
She's making slushies right now.
She's still on the slushies.
Snow cone, baby.
I like snow cone.
And I'm not being humble, it's just the truth.
I will picture that from now on, slushie maker.
Okay, all right, we are going to do circle. For those of